You know what happened in Kenosha, Wisconsin? Now, why did Antifa and some Black Lesbian Lives Matters, why did these and the Democrat Party, why did they pick Kenosha? This is part of this really weird, strange, demonic strategy that if we burn, rob, rape, loot, and pillage enough small-town America, the rest of small-town America will start blaming all of it on Trump, and then they'll vote for Biden to get rid of Trump. I got to tell you, if this is a strategy, this has to be the most... Stupid doesn't do it justice. It's beyond stupid. Imbecilic doesn't do it justice. It's beyond imbecilic. It is almost, dare I say, suicidal. You know, I saw a string of messages in the chat room yesterday after I was done and while Mr. Barrett was on between Ted in New Jersey and JB and a couple of others who were talking about, are the Democrats actually trying to lose to Trump so that on November the 4th, they can actually light the candle on their real agenda, which is a real bona fide shooting civil war. Refuse to, and now again, there was a story, it was published about 2 weeks ago, somebody at the Louisiana Hayride newspaper picked up on it and was wondering, why is John Napoleon Bell Bonaparte the 4th here in Louisiana, why is he insisting that there is a COVID-19 state of emergency that necessitates all mail-in ballots, that none of us are allowed to go to the polls, and that state of Louisiana is going to mail-in ballots? Now, he can't do that. He doesn't have the authority. He's claiming that he can if he declares an emergency. I mean, this guy is as sneaky and diabolical and sinister as they come. By the by, while John Emperor Bell Bonaparte the 4th is trying to rig the state of Louisiana statewide or federal elections this coming November the 4th, a friend messaged me yesterday. Let me give you the actual count of the damage that he says is no big deal in southwestern Louisiana. By the by, if you're watching on YouTube and you happen to catch that, I've got a bandage on my right hand. It's because of my, I'm just going to call it my chainsaw thumb from Saturday. You know, Maggie O'Connor, you can laugh it up, fuzzball, all you want. Yeah, I know, men can't have babies because we're sissies when it comes to pain. I'm sorry, my thumb was throbbing Monday, and it got worse yesterday, so I decided to try to immobilize it a little bit so that that tendon could heal. Here are the actual statistics from No Big Deal. Don't worry about it. Citizen, you will obey your state overlords and wear a diaper on your face, citizen, and not worry about hurricanes. Because they only affected white people. This is in just Calcasieu Parish. Could you give me a population stat on Calcasieu Parish, if you could, Mrs. O'Connell? Now, this is not all of southwest Louisiana. It does not include South Beauregard Parish, Vernon Parish, Cameron Parish. So this is just Calcasieu Parish, where the great city of Lake Charles is located. This is a spokesman from the Entergy Corporation. Now, again, remember that in southwest Louisiana, there are electric co-ops. Entergy is a big electric provider, but they're not the only one. I told you yesterday that about 500,000 people, and I'm going to come back to Trump and Kenosha in just a moment here, because Trump actually did come to Lake Charles on Saturday. And he actually said, re-elect me and I'll get that bridge fixed for you. We'll fix that I-10 bridge once and for all. I think that because it is part of the interstate highway system, I think that since the feds hoodwinked everyone with this fake constitutional excuse for building the interstate, that maintenance of it and an expansion of it actually does at least partially fall on them. Now, they could send it back to the states and it would be constitutional again, and I'd like to see that happen. But until it does, yeah, they ought to fix the bridge. Here is what the Entergy Corporation said happened. This is the damage that our governor says, no big deal. Nothing to see here, citizen. We have a corona hoax to deal with. Move along. There are 6,500 broken phone poles. 6,500 broken phone poles. Population of Calcasieu Parish. There are 322 miles of wire that must be replaced. 322 miles. By the population of this parish, about 205,000 approximately. 322 miles of wire that needs to be replaced. But as the governor said, it could have been a lot worse. Nothing to see here. Just a bunch of redneck white people that voted for Trump anyway. And 2,890 transformers that are damaged. That's the damage from Hurricane Laura in Calcasieu Parish alone. If you had made plans to travel here and become a charity worker for a couple of weeks, do it. Those people need a lot of help. Do it. My in-laws need a lot of help. Yesterday, the in-laws, and I'm sure that this is being repeated all throughout Southwest Louisiana, discovered unseen water damage in the house, meaning there's mildew now starting to set in. You can't live in a house that has mildew in it. So this is a catastrophe in Southwest Louisiana of biblical proportions. And the fact that we have electioneering going on while the people of Southwest Louisiana suffer is just inexcusable. This guy needs to be dragged out of his slumber on Melody Lane, and well, I'll let the people that are being affected by this decide what to do with him. Now, let me get back to Trump. And at least the president came here and does what Trump does, pledges support. You're going to rebuild. We're going to make Lake Charles great again. It's going to be bigger than it ever was. So yesterday, Trump goes to Kenosha, Wisconsin. Now, why did the Democrats choose to burn down, give orders to their Antifa wacko consorts to burn down Kenosha, Wisconsin? What's the point? Well, Wisconsin is a swing state. I keep telling you. Keep your eyes focused on where the corona hoax is the worst, where the hoax part, where the government reaction to it is the worst, and you'll find, save for New Tenochtitlan and save for Gruesome Newsom's California, you'll find that in those places are swing states. Those are states that the president won in 2016, and he needs to win again to be reelected. And I'll give you the states by name: Pennsylvania, Ohio, Wisconsin, and Michigan. So the 2020 election comes down to two factors. One, the Catholic vote, and that has been admitted by the Biden and LaDasha campaign and by the Trump campaign. And their actions and what they've done and who they're focusing parts of their campaign on, large parts of their campaign on, and two, those swing states. Oh, I left out Ohio. So you got Ohio, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Michigan. Those are your swing states. So why burn down Kenosha? Why burn it down, though? This is what defies the explanation here. Now, there must be a strategy here. I think the strategy is obvious. Exactly what I told you. Make chaos in these states. Try to force the mail-in ballot. It'll probably go down to the day before the election as to whether or not those mail-in ballots are going to be counted or not. If you read Article 1, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution, it is crystal clear. The manner and times of elections are decided by the several states' legislatures. The executive authority does not get a vote. They don't get to say when. They don't get to change it. They don't get to do anything other than sign an act that the legislature passes. And by the way, the courts have upheld this. For 230-some-odd years, federal and state courts, or state and federal courts, have upheld that it is the state legislatures that set the laws for voting for Congress, Senate, and President. End of discussion. It's not going to stop all these criminal, demonically inspired Democrats from not trying and giving it the old college try. But I think there's something else at work here. And I've been telling you about it for almost a year now. Well, it'll be a year because we're in September now. So for a year now. What's that, Mike? They want to throw the election into the House of Representatives while Pelosi still has the gavel. They think that they can rig the Electoral College vote count and they can make it so that the Electoral College votes of Pennsylvania, Ohio, Michigan, and Wisconsin are thrown into question and that the actual popular vote and then the awarding of electoral votes or Electoral College votes is nullified.